This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is using stark language about the possibility of Russia using tactical nuclear weapons following massive setbacks in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the risk of nuclear Armageddon is the highest in 60 years since the Cuban Missile Crisis. At a Democratic fundraiser yesterday with no cameras present, he said he knows Vladimir Putin fairly well, and his Russian counterpart was not joking when talking about using tactical nukes. Putin himself said last month it was not a bluff. It's unclear if President Biden was citing any new assessment of Russian intentions hours earlier.
We don't assess that President Putin has made a decision to use nuclear weapons at this time.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's top spokesman, said there is no information that would lead the U.S. to change its strategic deterrence posture. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This year's Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to jailed Belarus rights activist Oles Bialyatsky, the Russian Group Memorial, and the Ukrainian organization Center for Civil Liberties. Berit Riis-Andersen, chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, said the judges wanted to honor, quote, three outstanding champions of human rights, democracy, and peaceful coexistence. The announcement represents a strong rebuke to Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose invasion of Ukraine has outraged the international community and highlighted his authoritarian rule. The award follows a tradition of highlighting groups and activists trying to prevent conflicts, alleviate hardship, and protect human rights. This is VOA News. Diplomats say African Union-sponsored peace talks planned for this weekend between Ethiopia's federal government and Tigrayan rebels have been delayed due to logistical problems. Fred Harder reports from Addis Ababa.
AU Commission Chairperson Moussa Faki Mahmoud invited the leaders of the warring parties to attend a summit in South Africa, according to a leaked letter. Ethiopia's federal government said Wednesday it had accepted the invitation. The Tigray rebels said they were ready to attend, but sought clarification on logistics, security arrangements, and the role of international observers. Diplomatic sources told VOA that the talks were pushed back while logistics and other issues concerning the structure of the talks were hammered out. A five-month ceasefire between the government and the rebel Tigray People's Liberation Front broke down in August. Last month, the Tigray rebel leadership claims Eritrea had launched an offensive into their region in support of Ethiopian federal forces. In response, they called on every single Tigrayan to join the fight. This week, an airstrike in the town of Adidero in northwest Tigray killed 65 civilians, according to aid workers and the Tigray forces. The federal government has said its strikes in the area have focused on military targets. Fred Harter for VOA News in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Former South African President Jacob Zuma has been set free following the end of his prison sentence for contempt of court, the government department said on Friday. Zuma received a 15-month sentence after he ignored instructions to participate in a corruption inquiry. He handed himself in on July 7th last year to begin his sentence, triggering the worst violence South Africa had seen in years as his angry supporters took to the streets. Zuma was released on medical parole in September 2021. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden says the risk of nuclear Armageddon is at the highest level since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, as Russian officials speak of the possibility of using tactical nuclear weapons after suffering massive setbacks in the eight-month invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at a Democrat fundraiser Thursday night, Biden said Russian President Vladimir Putin is, quote, not joking when he talks about the use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons. Biden added, we have not faced the prospect of, quote, Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.